请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
There is a girl named Anna.
有一个叫安娜的女孩。
Anna has a lot of clothes.
安娜有很多衣服。
She wants to look stylish.
她想看起来很时尚。
Anna opens her wardrobe every day.
安娜每天打开她的衣柜。
She finds many colorful shirts.
她找到了很多五彩缤纷的衬衫。
Anna loves her dresses and pants.
安娜爱她的裙子和裤子。
She likes to mix and match.
她喜欢混合与搭配。
Anna tries different combinations.
安娜尝试不同的组合。
She loves bright colors.
她喜欢明亮的颜色。
Anna decides what to wear.
安娜决定穿什么。
She tries on her outfits.
她是穿她的服装。
Anna feels happy with her clothes.
安娜觉得和她的衣服在一起很快乐。
She is ready for school.
她准备好了去学校。
Anna goes to school every morning.
安娜每天早上去学校。
Ansu Fati is a young football player.
安苏·法蒂是一名年轻的足球运动员。
He plays for Barcelona.
他为巴萨效力。
Ansu loves his club, but he is unhappy.
安苏爱着他的俱乐部，但他不快乐。
He wants to find happiness.
他想找到幸福。
Ansu dreams of playing in a better team.
安苏梦想在一个更好的团队中比赛。
He wants to move to another club.
他想搬到另一个俱乐部。
He thinks this is the right choice.
他认为这是正确的选择。
He wants to be happy and successful.
他想要快乐和成功。
Ansu believes he can do it.
安苏相信他可以做到这件事。
He wants a new adventure.
他想要一个新的冒险。
Ansu is ready for the future.
安苏已为未来做好准备。
The Jet Set Club was once a lively place in Santo Domingo.
Jet Set 俱乐部曾是圣多明戈一个热闹的地方。
People came every weekend to dance and enjoy the music.
人们每个周末都来跳舞，享受音乐。
However, one night everything changed.
然而，有一晚一切都改变了。
A terrible accident happened at the club.
一个可怕的事故发生在俱乐部。
The roof collapsed suddenly, causing panic.
屋顶突然倒塌，造成恐慌。
Many people were hurt in the tragedy.
许多人在悲剧中受伤。
We called for help and rushed to save them.
我们呼叫寻求帮助，并急忙去拯救他们。
The days after were very difficult.
接下来的日子非常艰难。
I lost many friends that night.
我在那个晚上失去了许多朋友。
The authorities began an investigation immediately.
当局立即开始调查。
The whole city mourned for the victims.
整个城市为受害者感到悲痛。
I will always remember that tragic night.
我将永远记住那个悲惨的夜晚。
The Jet Set tragedy will not be forgotten.
喷气队的悲剧将不会被遗忘。
One sunny afternoon, a group of friends gathered at Sarah's house to talk about their lives.
一个阳光明媚的下午，一群朋友聚集在莎拉的家里，谈论他们的生活。
They had been discussing their busy schedules and how unhealthy they had become.
他们讨论了自己的忙碌日程，以及他们变得多么不健康。
Suddenly, Jenna suggested they explore healthy eating habits together.
突然，詹娜建议他们一起探索健康饮食习惯。
The others were intrigued and agreed to join her on a small journey of discovery.
其他人感到好奇，并同意和她一起踏上一个小的发现之旅。
They decided to start with a simple change in their breakfast routine.
他们决定从早餐日常中的一个简单变化开始。
Instead of sugary cereals, they opted for oatmeal topped with fruits.
而不是含糖的谷物。他们选择了加了水果的燕麦。
They felt more energized and ready to tackle the day ahead.
他们感到更加充满活力，并准备迎接即将到来的日子。
Feeling proud of their decision, they planned a cooking night.
为他们的决定感到自豪，他们计划了一次烹饪之夜。
They experimented with new recipes and shared their results with each other.
他们尝试了新的食谱，并互相分享他们的结果。
Over time, they grew more confident in their cooking skills and enjoyed the journey together.
随着时间的推移，他们在烹饪技巧上变得更加自信，并一起享受这段旅程。
In the end, they realized that healthy eating was not just a trend, but a lifestyle change.
最后，他们意识到健康饮食不仅仅是一种趋势，而是一种生活方式的改变。
In an age dominated by scientific advancement, philosophers grapple with profound questions regarding the nature of reality.
在一个被科学进步主导的时代，哲学家们与关于现实本质的深刻问题斗争。
These inquiries delve into how scientific theories shape our understanding of the universe.
这些调查深入探讨科学理论是如何塑造我们对宇宙的理解的。
Philosophers ponder the implications of quantum mechanics, questioning fundamental assumptions.
哲学家在思考量子力学的影响。
This leads to a rich discourse about causality and determinism.
这导致了关于因果关系和决定论的丰富讨论。
The exploration of these themes yields a deeper appreciation for the philosophical underpinnings that govern scientific inquiry.
这些主题的探索使人更深刻地欣赏支配科学研究的哲学基础。
Philosophy thus serves not merely as a companion to science, but as a critical lens through which we examine our assumptions.
因此，哲学不仅作为科学的伴侣存在，而且作为一种重要的视角，通过它，我们审视自己的假设。
As scientific paradigms shift, so too must our perspectives evolve.
科学范式改变时，我们的观点也必须演变。
Ultimately, the quest for knowledge intertwines both disciplines, revealing the depths of our cognitive endeavors.
最终，知识的追求交错着两个学科，揭示了我们认知努力的深度。
In modern society, the omnipresence of digital devices has become a double-edged sword.
在现代社会，数字设备的普遍存在已成为一把双刃剑。
On one hand, technology enhances communication and access to information.
一方面，技术增强了沟通和信息获取。
However, it also contributes to a phenomenon known as technostress.
然而，它也对一种被称为技术压力的现象有所贡献。
This term represents the stress induced by the constant connectivity demanded by our devices.
这个术语表示由于我们设备所要求的持续连接而引起的压力。
Many individuals report feeling overwhelmed and anxious due to this relentless pressure.
许多个人报告说，由于这种持续的压力，他们感到不堪重负和焦虑。
To combat technostress, it is crucial to establish boundaries between personal and work life.
为了应对技术压力，建立个人和工作生活之间的界限至关重要。
Practices such as digital detoxes and scheduled device free time can alleviate symptoms of technostress.
像数字排毒和设定无设备时间这样的实践可以缓解技术压力的症状。
Ultimately, understanding the implications of our digital habits is vital for maintaining mental well-being.
归根结底，理解我们的数字习惯的影响对维持心理健康至关重要。
Empowering individuals with knowledge about technostress can lead to healthier digital interactions.
通过赋予个人关于技术压力的知识，可以导致更健康的数字互动。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。